If Lovin' Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie by the mode, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. Hello, everybody. Hello, Froggy.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, wow. All
oh, right. You know what that sounds like? Yeah, somebody sounds like... didn't get an extra rebound.
Oh, I mean, come on. How shook are you from Domino's that you can't contribute?
I got to tell you, I don't like what's become of us because what? We can't just enjoy sports anymore. We've all become just I mean, disgusting.
Chili pepper.
Just disgusting gambling pigs, and we're yelling at players. You know, they get the win, completely reasonable
bucket,
performance,
dude.
And we're mad because of rebound totals.
Get the bucket, hey. Dude. Get the bucket.
Hey, here's the worst part. So, unlike you guys, I won.
Wow.
But it was cut because I had a tie. I had a push. Right? But... Frog Boy, tell me if you did this, because I've never done this before until I started this. When the ball gets batted around or back tipped,
yeah.
Do you ask yourself who gets that rebound?
Yeah, like if they tip it back, I'm like, hey, who's it? Who is that? Who is that? No, if you look at it, his middle finger was on it.
They love the tip.
I needed Jimmy to get over three and a half.
Yeah.
And it's getting around the end. And I think it was Thomas Bryant, somebody tapped it back to Jimmy. And I'm like, who did
that? Technically,
that's a rebound.
I didn't see control. I didn't know. Hey, 2 feet down. I didn't see it.
That's right.
And Jimmy got the rebound.
Wow.
Did Thomas Bryant then after that shout, this is what I do?
Yes.
After
yes.
Jimmy Butler like, scored? I've never seen that after a tip out.
I'm like,
oh, God.
Yes. I'm like, huh? All right, do you, bruh? Like, I'm to the point now where I've seen celebrations go awry. I watched Colorado.
Yeah.
Dude had a swag penalty.
Yeah.
Right? Like, have we not forgot the task at hand?
I got mad at the Heat game ops last night because I thought,
they played Peppers too early?
Dicey Peppers.
Yeah.
It was a Dicey Peppers.
Yeah, I was watching. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Peppers
like
got
a 5-point game?
It was.
And it was middle of the quarter?
It was 11 minutes.
11 with, minutes.
It was 11. It was, I'm sorry, 11-point lead, 2 minutes left. And I was like, okay.
Not with the 3-point shot.
And then, of course, Jaden Ivey hits ridiculous threes and makes it a 6-point game. And I'm like, look, props.
Okay, the Heat are undefeated when Peppers was played.
As far as I know.
So we got to until it is debunked, we got to go head on and go with game ops and say.
I guess so. But I immediately thought just the way that things go these days with the 3-point shot, I'm just like,
It is nice. Early. It is a little bit early, but 11 points with 2 minutes.
Like Dr. DeBoggin goes to Mike Inglis, an 11-point lead is pretty much a loss.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Hey,
and there's nobody that tells it like it is. Look, I remember one time I heard Mike Inglis say, I got to tell you, another couple of plays like this, and they're going to give up this lead. And I look at the lead, and it's 25 points. Mike, you know.
Jaden Ivey steps back for three. That cuts the lead to 17. But I don't know what's going on with these guys.
What kind of defense is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Let's get to headlines, you rascals, which is brought to us by the fine people at Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. I got to be honest with you, Leroy. This Canes week, I want this like none other. I need the Canes to give Manny Diaz
the business.
The business. And I'm nervous.
Here's the crazy thing about it is we still have that scar tissue, right? Of sometimes down here, when you feel great and things are going great, something terrible happens in sports. And so you have that scar tissue. However, if I can comfort you and say this, this team has found a multitude of ways of winning football games, whether it's comeback, whether it's a street fight, whether it's back and forth, whether it's just controlling the game from start to finish. They found a number of different ways to win football games. That's the sign of a good team. If you can only play football one kind of way, then you are susceptible to lose to a team that just does something that you can't defend or whatever.
Right.
So I understand that. Here's what I would say. At this point in the season, the only thing that can cost the Miami Hurricanes a football game are the basic fundamentals of football. That is, protect the football, right? Tackle and block. That's it. Because if there is ever a problem, you're going to go back to those three things. And they've had a propensity to give up big plays. Now, I don't know if Duke is going to have a Restrepo on their team or a guy who's going to have 7-8 catches for 150. I don't know if they have that guy.
Right.
But they have been unbelievably giving up big plays at some of the worst times when you think they have control of the game. So
this is the thing that makes me nervous. Like Schmeathen is saying, being nervous as a 21 point favorite is embarrassing. Grow up. And I get you. Okay. But
that's not like you. Hey, Marcos, you know, Swaggy Tobes, he coming to the building. Well, right? Why didn't you feel this way last week?
Cause it's I know the Seminoles are awful. I don't think Duke's awful.
Duke's not awful. They're not awful.
And they're a good defense. Like, look, we can make fun of Manny Diaz, and we should make fun of Manny Diaz because the dude was a bum. He can coach some defense. Like, they gave up their most points last week, 28 points, and that was overtime to SMU, SMU's been lighting it up. I mean, I know that's his former offensive coordinator, so a little bit of intel, but – you know, he beat Mac Brown this year. He never beats him.
Right.
He never beats him. Like, that's his daddy. So I'm just a little bit, I don't know.
It's okay to have.
You can't lose. This is the thing. The stakes of losing.
And then losing to Duke.
You can't lose to Duke and you can't lose to that coach. You can't do it. You can't do it. And that's why this one to me is a little nervous, a little nerve-wracking, all right, it's a noon game, like, I don't know, I probably shouldn't be that way, but I am, I can't help it.
Here's what I've done over the last few weeks. My confidence has grown based on the multitude of ways they've won football games. Now, I do believe that a lot of that, they put themselves in that situation, right? But they have the talent to make up for it. So how can you in the future eliminate that? Well, it has to do with you, not them. You have to protect the football. You have to not give up big plays. You have to tackle and not let them break. You know, you have to protect the quarterback. And so that's what is encouraging. The encouraging part is there is nothing that the first eight games or teams have done to you that would lead another team to say they can exploit you, except for the big plays. It's all been on you.
Right. And critical turnovers. You know,
right. Like, but that's what I'm saying. So if I am the reason why I've had all these close games and not the other team, I can fix that.
You just got to think like this rat bastard's probably thinking up at night. Like, he's like, this is my ultimate revenge. I can.
Or there might be you know, some special plays,
right?
Some trick. Well, might be a Philly special.
I'm watching
a double flea flicker.
You know, I'm watching a lot of guys. I thought, like, you know, Cam Ward. Look, they were able to run the holy hell of the ball. He, you know, he didn't take any real risks, which was a smart way to go against FSU. Like we said, it wasn't the most thrilling game in the world, but I think it did show maturity from the team, because they knew how to throttle them and eventually just take them out like a boa constrictor. I just think with this game, I did see Cam still running around a lot because, you know, FSU was dialing some stuff up. And I just know Manny Diaz is thinking to himself, if I can get one game this year, it's this game. And he's going to throw the kitchen sink at this team. I just think they got to be ready for it.
But that's what everybody's going to do. You're undefeated. You're in the top 10. Everybody's got that attitude. You just have to accept it and accept the challenge.
Is this a ridiculous person for me to be scared of? Am I a coward?
Yeah, I would say you're closer to coward than confident.
Ooh. Interesting. Now, how would you feel if Cam Ward, I can already see it now, Cam Ward back there, he gets sacked, the ball happens to come out, Duke recovers it, and what are they doing? There seems to be something going on behind Manny Diaz. They're unveiling it. It's the Duke Blue Devil turnover chain.
That would hurt so bad. That would hurt so bad.
Look, fetal position.
I would. There would be a piece of me that respects it. As a card-carrying member of Team Petty, there would be a piece of me that respects it for Manny. And it is his invention. Like, I can't get mad at him. He invented the turnover chain. So I can't get crazy about it. It is interesting you have these parallels of the turnover chain season. First time you've been 8-0 since the first turnover chain season. You know, then the turnover chain got a little too gaudy. Everybody got all in their feelings about it, you know.
What if we debut it? How would you feel about that? Like, it's like,
how would I feel about that? Yeah. I would love it.
First of all, understand who your coach is. There ain't no way in hell. No chance. He's trying to make it all about football. No.
He was a little rubbing it in the nose of FSU. Now, listen.
That's FSU.
It's FSU, but he was like, he goes, rest of the state. I did love that speech that Cam Ward gave, though, in the locker room. I mean, did you hear that?
No.
He's like, we're going to show him who's the state. I'm like, oh.
Gooseys.
That was Gooseys.
I mean, it was a dominant victory, but very boring.
Yeah, very boring, but did take out this stupid state. USF, UF, FSU.
Yep. That's a good recruiting tool.
Definitely is. All right. I'll try not to be such a coward.
It's not that you're being a coward. You're just being the opposite of Tobin. Which is, did something happen? Like,
It's just like I've thought about this game for a long time. Like, you asked me, like, why did I feel this way? Because FSU sucks, dude. They suck. I knew that was going to be an easy game.
And look, I felt the same way about Virginia Tech, right? And look how that game ended. I told Virginia Tech wasn't terrible. I think Virginia Tech's better than Duke.
But you would agree FSU is legitimately terrible.
Yes, but again, rivalry game. You know, they're going to pull all their trickeration and do all the things. They had the intangible play quarterback that mysteriously ran for 69 yards on one drive. Who saw that coming?
Jordo says, did you see that Duke Stadium? More people at a high school game. Weird versus a 6-1 team. Was it a bad atmosphere? I did not see that, Jordo. I did not
I say that about American Heritage.
They don't have that track anymore, right? Remember? That was a big one.
He had to walk the long the walk.
The long walk.
Oh, my goodness. Please.
Whose excuse was that? I can't even keep it. That wasn't Manny's. That was Randy Shannon. That was Randy Shannon.
That was Randy Shannon.
That was a bad one.
But isn't that one of the greatest plays in Miami football history happening in Duke?
Oh, yeah. Halloween night, too. It was Halloween week.
Oh, this is this
Warren week. Warren Elder. Yep. Yep. And then you had everybody.
Now, replay, he would have been down 8 times. But man,
you remember you had the Nation come out that week? Tony Kornheiser was like, they should forfeit. Greeny was like, they should forfeit. I'm like, what? I've never heard of such a thing. Telling a team to forfeit? What? Only Miami, right. They would do that too. Only right. Miami.
Right.
Ridiculous. They were less outraged about Michigan stealing signs.
Now listen. Hey. I was just sitting here minding my own business. I was trying to comfort you.
I mean, Frank, you would agree. Like the national outrage. I'm not saying you won. I'm just saying
they got a documentary.
Having a guy in disguise.
Real low. Real low.
That was really crap. What? Whoa. How about this? Russ cooked.
I didn't watch a lick of that game last night. What happened?
Russ cooked.
Did he?
Cooked.
Wow.
Throwing dimes.
To tell you who's not cooking. Aaron Judge.
Hey, you know what I think happened? I think he caught that virus from Stanton because now they both swinging at them sliders outside.
Stanton has been it's almost like they swapped bodies going into the playoff because Stanton has had an incredible playoff tear.
But still,
Judge.
Now Judge is falling for the outside slider.
Oof.
Oof. How about Freddie Freeman?
Oof. That's insane. I really hated him on the Braves. I'm glad he's not on the Braves anymore.
He hits bombs.
Yep.
Look, we all thought this before the season started, that with all that money they spent and getting Shohei, right? Like, they go through their 3, 4, and 5. Is there anybody better than, like, baseball? No.
I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, the Yankees are comparable.
But here's the problem, right? Look at all the other stuff the Dodger guys do.
They couldn't blow game one the way they did. Like once that happened.
Yeah, but what about? I mean, it was tied game two. Also,
Jaime Jaquez was wearing his Dodgers jersey out of the locker room last night.
It was tied in the ninth in game two. They tied it up. The Yankees tied it up. Remember?
Bums. Aaron Judge.
That's the thing. I always wonder, and I've always asked this, is the home run more important than the batting average?
That's how everyone's treating it these days.
But, okay, you can bat 250 and have 50 home runs, but that stretch that Aaron Judge is going through right now?
Bad.
Right. But that's baseball. You're going to have these stretches. But if you're a guy that has a high batting average, you're going to at least hit the ball. So while people are saying the home run, like, you can't have a whole lineup of guys swinging and missing.
No. Freddie Freeman.
No base runners.
Freddie Freeman would tell Aaron Judge, like, hey, you bum. This is how you do it.
Yeah.
Oof. Take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here. 560 WQAM. Want to let you guys know, got some great contests coming on up. All right. Froggy's got something going on in the chat we got to talk about first. But first, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of 3-day passes to go to Tortuga Music Festival, April 4th, 5th, and 6th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. You can see Jelly Roll, I only tell how many how.
You see the you hear the song he did with Machine Gun Kelly?
I did not.
They did a remake, didn't they?
What'd they do?
Lonely Road.
Oh, all right. All right. Keith Urban's going to be there. Luke Combs. And a whole lot more. To enter, text the word water to 20357. That's water to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Froggy, what do we got? What are you doing with the audience right now? You have a game for the video audience?
I do indeed. If you ever felt like you wanted to be more involved in the show, now's your chance.
Wow.
You know I like to do hosting of game shows and various events, which, by the way, tomorrow, October 30th, at the Miami Improv, we do have Trick or Trivia. But please, Tobin, this is not about that.
Wait, wait. You have Trick or what?
Trick or Trivia. Thank you for asking. At the Miami Improv tomorrow. It is.
I mean, like, what's next? Are you going to tell me how I can get tickets?
Yes, at the MiamiImprov.com, Tobin.
Oh,
perfect.
Man.
That is where you can secure your tickets for tomorrow's events. But if for some reason you're unable to join us live in person, here's your chance to join the show. On YouTube and Twitch, we do have this chat where a lot of people are very involved in. That is where I dropped a link for you guys to participate in a version of Tobin and Leroy Bingo. That is going to be a link that I drop and I constantly refresh to make sure we have the newest bits closest to the show. It's going to look something like this if you're on our video audience. You copy that link and there's various things that, you know, whether if we say goosies, if you hear a dog barking, if Leroy body shames someone, if Leroy's late from break, someone has phlegm. You know, constant things that happen in the show. You go ahead and mark that on your bingo card just like that. And if you get three in a row, you go ahead and take a screenshot of that. And the first person to send it to my Instagram at ArtGodSavvy wins a silly sauce prize, which you never know what it could be.
This, like, I just love that no matter what the avenue is in every walk of life, you just keep making things so you could be a game show host.
Yeah. Like,
this is just another excuse for you to be a game show host.
Live on the Tobin and Leroy Show chat. It's a bingo now. Yeah, man. I just, you know, want a way if you want to ever feel closer to the show and gives you guys a reason to get here early and on time, you know.
You get
the bingo link first, you win a prize first. It's all fun and games, baby.
What if you had your way and you could be a game show host?
Yeah.
What is the primo game that you would like? Is it Price is Right? Is it Wheel of Fortune? Is it Jeopardy? Is it
Card Sharks? I would say it's Let's Make a Deal. He likes to interact.
You know what? Those are all good options. But I think the option I'd have to go with, Sábado Gigante.
What?
I gotta have Spanish game show. Absolutely amazing. You know what?
Out of my wheelhouse.
They got a guy who comes out with a trumpet and randomly plays things if you're doing bad.
I like that.
I love that.
Wait. Yeah. Marco.
What's up?
Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah, I said it a little wider, but I didn't want to go Sábado Gigante. I didn't want to do it that way, you know.
No, this is a Spanish game show.
Yeah, bro.
You would be required to speak a lot of Spanish.
I was hoping if I can just say the name that way, they'd let me do what I want to do.
So no, you don't speak Spanish.
Sí, señora, aquí, por favor. There you go.
No. So you're gonna do a hate. Wait a minute. Don't you think
yes.
you maybe overstepped here?
No, I think that'll make the show.
The requirements of doing that game show.
Yeah. No, yeah. Minor details. The fun and entertainment.
Minor details.
He's gonna
do the game show. Everybody's going to be staring at each other.
He's gonna do the Gringo Frog Boy version of Giant Saturday.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be changed. Just slight tweaks. But I think part of the charm will be me attempting to interact with the guests.
Mm.
I'll start practicing on Radio Libre. I'm sure they're not busy.
Well, on Radio Libre last night, the Cats, by the way, get a win over the Sabres. Somebody says, I saw a Florida Panthers Bills fan. I don't like that. They must have been conflicted last night when the Cats kicked Buffalo's ass.
Oh.
And Alexander Barkov returns.
Welcome back.
Goal for the captain. Assist for the captain. The Sams, they lit it up. I mean... The Panthers just raided New York. They took every corner of New York on this road trip, and now they're going to Finland. They're basically going to their second nation, because we are little Finland, but we're going to Finland, and it's going to be crazy for the captain.
Isn't it amazing that, first of all, we have three Finnish players?
Yeah. Three or four? We got
three.
I think we have four.
Four.
No, I think we have four.
That
Markki, Lundy, Etu, I think Mikola, isn't he finished too? I think he is.
And the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they had like an arena packed in Finland just to look at Barkov.
Really?
Over the summer. Yeah, like he had his whole day and they all just were there. He was there with the Stanley Cup waving his hand. So like imagine them actually getting to watch Barkov play hockey.
You think they bring the Stanley Cup there?
I don't know. I mean, they had to give it back already, so I don't. I mean, but the keeper of the cup can go visit.
They get it for the whole year. They just each player only gets it once.
I think they give it back at the end of the year. I think Barkey gives it to the keeper of the cup. That's it.
No, I know, but I'm saying the team.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I'd imagine the team has it.
Either way, I'm sure it's going to be there. Yeah, I would imagine keeper of the cup's got to get on a bird again. He's probably got a lot of stamps to Finland. Gooseys, dude. But yeah, Barkov comes right back, lights it up. His team's clicking right now, dude.
Yep. It's like they haven't skipped a beat. They're in auto mode and like the good kind. They're just beating up on everybody. Every time I look to see, I wonder how the Panthers are. 2-0. 3-1. I'm like, jeez.
Dude, so says Rana Gigante.
Wow. I was looking at that. That's good.
You are the giant frog.
Yeah. My son had a pacifier yesterday that I didn't recognize. It had a frog on it. I was like, who's the wise guy who bought this for him?
Oh, man.
By the way, I like what you did there with the Sams. I'm liking that. You know, the Sams. Sam Reinhart, you know, yesterday.
Sam's Club.
Wow. Sam's Club did it again. See? Just rolls off the top.
Hey. Yep. Goals in bulk.
Wow.
Is everybody warming up to the D-Wade statue out of respect for D-Wade?
Dude, I went to go visit it yesterday. First of all, he was defiantly defending it yesterday.
I know. Yeah. I know. Well, because it would really be bad if he spent 16 hours in, like, you know what I mean? That's a bad look.
I'm distracted. We'll get back into it because Schmeath and Schmolnick's such a bastard. Schmeath and Schmolnick posts on our chat. Tobin is sourdough gigante.
Point for Twitcher.
Dude's ruthless, man. I do like a sourdough bread bowl, though.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, it's good. I don't know what you're talking about. We'll take a break. I'll get back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Dolphins heading into Desperation Week. This is going to be a season of anything. I mean, you got to beat these bastards up in Buffalo. I mean, I don't know how you feel good about it, but they got to do it, Leroy.
It's one of these things where you don't feel very confident based on recent history. That being said, this season so far has looked nothing like the team we thought we were going to see. So, although I don't have a lot of confidence, I just watched Cleveland beat Baltimore.
True.
And I just watched some crazy things happen in football this past weekend.
Hey, crazy things happen in football, but this is a one-sided domination that is been rough to watch.
The Baltimore Cleveland thing.
Has it been that bad?
They've managed to beat Baltimore one time each year when nobody, I'm talking about being double digit underdogs. I can't explain it, but all I can say is that I'm not just going to dismiss the Dolphins when I just watch what I watched last week, because they had even less of a chance to beat Baltimore with all the changes and new people and injuries and quarterback and all that.
What are we talking, Marcos? We're talking, what, five straight? Josh Allen's only lost to the Dolphins twice in his career, once as a rookie, and then once at the very end where Ken Dorsey blew up the press box. God, that was funny.
And I'm looking at the Baltimore-Cleveland series, and it's, I mean, you know, there's been definite bad years, but if you look at the last, since 2019, I think they're like, they're 4-6 against each other, you know, depending on
The Dolphins haven't even been a contender against the Bills. They've been a sparring partner. Like, correct. One of those.
That's the scary part. The part is that I can't even say the games have been competitive.
Nah. That was the most, like, and I know you made fun of me when I said it was a statement game, but it really was reflective of the season. Like, everything just went downhill from there. Right. Yes, Tua getting concussed was a part of it, but even before he got concussed, you're like, look at them shooting themselves in the foot, thin at receiver.
I think that's the thing that I'm having a hard time dealing with. It's not the amount they score. It's not any of the actual statistical things. It is the fact that they have more in self-inflicted wounds than any team that I've seen in a long time. It's crazy.
And they can't turn the football over on the other side. You know, there's just like that. It's such a lopsided margin that they have for themselves.
Remember that beginning of the year? Oh, we're going to get the ball. We're going to turn it over.
I mean, it started good. You had that punch out against the Jags from Javon Holland. I mean, like,
otherwise they'd be 1-7.
Yeah, and then if it's not for the toe, and look, man, it's been a rough year. It's been a rough year,
there's 10 games left.
I know, the only way they can have smelling salts for the season is if they go and win this game this weekend.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you're starting to look at like, who we dumping next week?
I will definitely start leaning towards.
You got to be
trying to get rid of some of these contracts.
Oh, yeah.
In 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the deal. You're paying a guy big money. He ain't even played yet.
Oh, Chubb?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's close either. Although Mike McNair revealed it was even more than an ACL yesterday. So, you know who's beating science though already?
Who?
Jalen Phillips, walking.
He's not playing until next year. Let me explain something to you.
Beating science.
Here, let me explain something to you.
He's ahead of schedule on science.
Hold on. Please, let me explain
this
facts.
This guy is good, dude.
I mean, dude.
Yeah, he's like a lizard. He just keeps growing body parts.
He is like a lizard.
That is amazing. Walking already. Wow.
Let me ask you a question.
He's going to come back before Chubb.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
After knee surgery,
yeah.
How long are you on crutches?
How long was Solana on crutches?
No.
2 years.
I asked you, how long do you think you're on crutches?
A month? I don't know.
How long? As soon as you can walk, they want you walking.
Wow. It seems like he was busy on the crutches for like a week.
You know what he's not going to do? Not walk, dude. This guy's a walker.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's a giant.
I love two guys. Two guys. The extent of your injury has been a bleeping dead foot, and you're telling somebody else they're beating science. I'm telling you, they want you walking as soon as possible. Right. You know why? Do you know why?
Flow.
So your leg doesn't atrophy and create even more of a problem.
That's flow, right?
No.
Well, yeah, get some blood flow.
Blood flow through the leg. So you don't apostrophe.
So why don't we just pop a whole bunch of blue chews? You'll in a month.
Oh, hey. Hey, you made me onto something with that.
See, you guys are... Look. Bumbling idiots.
I don't want to link to apostrophe.
Idiots.
Got a limp or going limp? Blue chew.
Oh, look at that.
Wrong leg.
I was just impressed. I was like, oh, wow.
That's supposed to be, I'm telling you, him walking is no big deal.
Dade South points it out correctly where he goes, you have to walk before you can run.
You gotta walk before you can
run. He's right.
But here's how you show your ignorance on the topic. Mm. You said, oh, you should be on crutches a month. Mm. No, that's not true.
You sure?
I'm positive. As a guy who's had knee surgery. My goodness. Why? I don't understand why I get so far. I know you guys don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I still get mad.
Gotta admit, it's kind of quick, though. Already walking?
Pretty quick.
Not really.
It's pretty quick.
Maybe you were also a science beater.
Yeah, you seem like a science beater.
Oh, no, I wasn't a science beater. It still hurt. Me too, It still hurt, but you know what the alternative is of not moving around.
Well, you got to tell science, not now.
Wow. You do that all the time, Leroy. You have these surgeries. You come back 12 minutes after the surgery. They're still unplugging IVs, and you're like, I will never miss a day. You're a beater of science, too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But here, the only difference between me and other people is I've experienced an extreme amount of pain. And pain is relative to the person that has experienced that pain. So a lot of these things that are painful aren't painful for me to stop doing stuff. Because here's the kicker. You know what I would be doing if I wasn't sitting here with my legs wrapped? Sitting in the other room watching TV. What's the damn difference?
Interesting.
Oh, boy. But you guys,
don't sell yourself.
Your extent of an injury has been an imaginary injury.
It really hurt.
I had dead foot. Well, the idea of dead means you can't feel anything, no pain. So how could you experience pain and dead foot when the whole idea of dead foot is you can't feel anything? It's numb.
It was like a numb. I mean, there was a pain and a numbness. Like at the toes, there was nothing. But on the ankles, it was like, oh, you know. So it was almost like a root dying at the end.
Dr. Tobaga, I know dead foot is real. He did not have it.
No, I had dead
foot. You don't shake it. He shook it off like hitting his funny bone.
No, my best friend, one of my best friends is a podiatrist. I know I had dead foot.
No, you
I mean
didn't.
I didn't.
Dead foot less a day and a half? No, that's not how it works.
I'm telling you, that's how it worked. My foot was dead.
Okay. Oh, boy. You are something. You are something. Yep. You could have did the... When you had your dead foot, you could have went and stood next to the D. Wade statue.
I don't like that. I stood next to it. I think it looks good. I was there yesterday. I thought it looked good.
Oh, you're saying it looks different in person than it does by picture.
I just think the details are really cool. I will say, okay. Too many wrinkles. Can I tell you the truth?
Yes.
It's got a good side. It's got a bad side. So, like, you look at it from one angle, you're like, wow, scary. But then you look at it from another angle. No. That's not, no. It does look really badass from the back. But if you look at it, I guess if you are on the left side of it, looking at it, all right, it's like, whoa, intense. But if you look at it from the right side, you're like, that's Goosey's, that's D. Wade. But you also have to like kind of like an up angle.
So if the picture was taken from the left, it looked like Dead Man Walking. But from the right.
I'm telling you, it's all about the angles. It's all about the angles.
I have heard a lot of better things.
Somebody
Omar
told
Kelly.
Me about a girl one time. And you know what followed that?
Nice personality.
She has a great personality.
Woo-hoo.
Well, you know what that means.
D-Wade did say yesterday, he goes, look, it's not even supposed to look like me. It's supposed to be art.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not supposed to look
like me? He's admitting it. He's admitting it.
Okay.
Man. He's admitting it. Yes. See? He knows.
He said yesterday, he goes, if I wanted it to look like me, I could have just stood outside the building. I was like,
so wait.
No, not Buxton, dude.
Hey, I'm gonna do this.
He's right.
I'm gonna do this. No. And he deserves it. Minus one to D-Wade.
Minus one to D-Wade.
That's a bunch of lies.
Minus one.
Wait.
For deception.
Let me get this straight. Now.
I was supposed to look like me.
The man spent 16 hours talking about details and the distance between his nose and his upper lip.
Mm.
And then after all that time, say, it's not even supposed to look like me and nobody else is calling BS on that?
I'll play his answer for you. We got to
go. He admitted it doesn't look like him.
We'll take a break. Our Tua plus Mike McDaniel. Did he get yelled at by Stephen Ross? Hard to say. Back after this.